Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This thing. Good morning, everybody. Oh, yeah. It's Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Hump Day. Humpty Dance. It's Hump Day. That means V. Hale joins us later today, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we have a kick-ass show to do for you.
She seems, she seems really resigned to just, I go to the gym, I do my radio show. She's in a rhythm now, yeah. Where you're kind of like...
You know, she wants the other stuff.
Is summer going to go crazy? I hope summer goes crazy for her.
I saw a shot of her yesterday, like maybe at brunch or something. Did you see that on Instagram?
She
looks great. Like, yeah. Her hair is perfect. She has a pretty smile and a big fat beer in front of her. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, some people do brunch with beer. Other people are like, give me the mimosa.
Oh, what do you do?
I don't go to brunch, please.
Yeah.
And I don't drink in the morning. So
what?
I guess I can't say I never have. But I think some people go to brunch because they want to have a drink at 11 in the morning. Well, you know who you are.
You don't like day drinking at all?
I don't. It makes me tired.
Well, right. Then you nap and then you drink again.
No, can't have that. That's maybe someday when I'm retired, I will try the day drinking.
Is your mom working that at all or... Like a good day drink and then a snap and then another, you know, evening drink?
You know, I will say that while I can't say I've never seen my mom drink during the day, she is definitely kind of a 5 o'clock person.
Mm.
You know, it's that whole thing where you get to the end of the day and people go, oh, look what time it is.
And now we drink.
I think I'm going to make cocktails. Who's in? And everyone says, no, mother. We don't drink cocktails.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so anyway, she looked so good in those pictures, though. I don't know if you saw that, but she...
Well, I definitely saw the photos. I remember the drink. I'm usually quick to just go like, okay, good for you.
Yep.
You know.
Yes. No sense sitting there looking longingly at that.
That looks delicious.
Yes, no, it doesn't. That's terrible. You weren't a beer guy. I mean, you were a beer guy.
No, I was a beer guy for sure. I was an alcohol guy.
Is there alcohol in that?
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
But anyway, you're right. I don't hang around that.
Yeah.
They say, how's it go? If you hang around in a barber shop, you're going to end up with a haircut. Something like that.
That's brilliant.
You know.
Yes.
Eventually, you'll end up with a haircut. That's the same with drinking. Like, yeah. You know. Be around bars or people that drink, eventually you're going to be like, hand me one of those.
Yeah.
Next thing you know.
Well, that's what everyone's doing in here. And they're all leaving with a nice haircut.
Right.
That seems like it's working out for them.
They're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, the drunk guy over there is going to give you the haircut? That doesn't seem right.
No, it does not. Anyway, so you had a good day? What? Tell me everything.
I did have a good day. You know, I am trying not to talk too much about it, but I am working. I have a whole second job with this game that Riley and I are doing. And that's it's a lot of work. I need 1,460 rounds to do 1 year of this game. And I'm at about 1,200. So I write that game constantly. That is what I do all day long.
So you you mathed it out and went, for 1 year,
we've
got to have this. And then you'll just, what?
And then
if it's successful, you'll immediately start writing for the next year.
Well, I think that...
Or do you sell it?
Well, God, yeah, someone want to buy it. Great. But I don't know what happens with it. It's fun, though, and we have a bunch of listeners beta testing it. Because I told you I did these little ninja posts on Instagram where, like, they're up for 5 minutes, and if you emailed me in time, also, the email's in my, what's it called, your little profile page on Instagram? You could.
Ask Bryn, I really have no idea.
It's in there, the email. So, anyway, I did a lot of that yesterday, but where I did it was out in the garden with a light breeze. I like sitting in a swinging chair.
Tanning. What?
No, it's too hot for that. Actually, at first I was sitting in the sun. I'm like, oh my God, this is lovely. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm cooking.
Oh.
I am cooking. And my laptop started getting super hot. I'm like, all right, I'm going to move into the shade. And so it was just a super pleasant day. And my son was there and a friend of his was there. And
oh.
Yeah. It's great. It was super fun.
All right.
John came home from golfing. That guy.
I love his life.
He's got a good life. He's pretty good life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. If only I put out more, I guess things would be perfect, wouldn't they?
You put out plenty. You put out once a week. What guy doesn't want that? I'll take that.
Once a week on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It feels like a small thing I can do.
Speaking of.
Yes, dear.
You posted that Skims thing yesterday. And I'm looking at your Instagram and I'm like, where's the...
Oh, you're trying to swipe to see that. Yeah, there isn't a world where I'm going to post myself in that thing.
But
you're perfect with it all.
Yeah, I mean, and
I
it's such a cliffhanger. I'm like, okay,
on.
I'm looking at the thing. Now let's see that
it's underwear. There's not going to be a shot of me in my underwear. Plus, there's that whole thing going on with the crotch on that thing.
My phone was broken forever. I kept fingering it like, why aren't you?
Yeah.
Do like a size shot, you know, where like, the tasteful Kardashian style.
I'm not doing that. That's not who I am, Bryn. There's no world where there's a photo to slide to.
Well, the big old booty gram needs some,
that ain't
populating.
So, I wouldn't.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. First off, I would never post a photo of myself in my underwear. I just can't. I mean, I barely would ever want to be in a bathing suit.
It is underwear.
It's
actually completely different than
okay, whatever you say. I'm not going to do it in my girdle. I'm not doing that.
All right, well, that's probably a more appropriate word
for it. But I am never putting that thing on again until I absolutely have to. I told you, it took me almost half an hour to get into that thing.
So.
And I was sweating. I was sweating into it.
You know, I bet you, though.
What?
Yes. If you wore it a couple times, it might, I don't want to say stretch out, but it might get a little more comfortable.
Once it's on and in place, it's awesome. I wouldn't want it to stretch out at all because I look hot in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
too bad you'll never
see
that.
Crazy?
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. Please. It's see-through.
It's not see-through.
Yes, it is see-through. You stretch that little Here's the thing. We're talking about...
What's the thing?
We're talking about Skims. This is the Kim Kardashian undergarment...
Sales?
Stuff, sales, please. I actually did send a thing over to Lindsay saying, I did get this thing and I will...
And
I am
posting
gonna
pictures
use it.
In
I'm
it.
Not,
we might as
I'm
well.
I'm not posting pictures in it. Maybe, you know what, Skims? I will post a picture in it if you come on board as a client.
Let's get this going, Skims.
Yeah.
Don't make me buy the ad for you.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about here are these undergarments that, they're like Spanx. Spanx are actually, I've had some Spanx too, and they're hard to get on, but they're nothing. They don't compare to the Skims. The Skims are hardcore. It's unbelievable.
What's funny is the other day.
Looks like baby clothes.
My daughter went and swam at the neighbor's house, and she's got a few different suits. Little kid suits are, you know, well, they're not grown-up suits, put it that way.
Right.
One of her suits is long sleeve with a short top and then a bottom separate, like two-piece.
Like to keep the sun off her arms and to keep...
It's just the, what's available in her size, really. I mean, there's very little option. And
just the littler?
This is the little one. And so she comes in the house, and there's a point I'm running things. I don't know where mom was, but I'm like
work.
She goes into her room, and I swear, 20 minutes later, I'm like, "Hey, I'm waiting on you. Let's go." And she goes, "I'm stuck." And I go, "What?"
Oh.
And she goes, "I can't get my swimsuit off. I'm stuck."
Why is she trying to get it off? I thought she was trying to get it on.
No, this was after neighbors. And
it took her 20 minutes and you had to call out to her?
She couldn't get it off. I had to go in there and pull it up over her head. She was like,
Yeah.
Well, just couldn't do it.
That's your first girl experience with getting clothes on and
well,
off.
Well, that was my point. Yeah,
there are some things.
Only you ladies. I mean, we just talked about the jumpsuit. That's another weird one where, wow, you're going to go out and have to pull that all the way down. Every time, all day. Yeah. Girls are the best.
Yeah.
It looked like, you know,
there's some suffering.
For the look. Yeah,
the look, right?
Hubba hubba.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like the look of like the full jumpsuit, but I know that that's, I guess I think about it ahead of time.
You're no different. You're going to wear a skim. You're going to squeeze into a skim.
I am going to, but I don't have to take the whole thing. I just pull up my skirt and pull it. There's a handy crotch flap.
What?
There's a crotch flap.
What is it?
It's a crotch flap.
A crotch
I don't know flap. What it's, I don't know what it's called. Is there a name for that? It's two overlaid pieces of, it's like the front
well,
of a boxer.
Boxers,
but
it's
underneath.
It's a pee hole.
Well, it's where my pee hole is. There's, that's where it is. So enjoy
it's
that.
It's called a fly.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just called a fly. Mm-hmm. It's the thing's got a fly.
Well, then. That's for boxers, though, so.
Yeah, what's it when it's on the chassis? It's underneath. It's on the undercarriage.
Hot?
No. I'll tell you something. It's not hot. Because everything is so squeezed into that thing that any place that you give it a little break, everything is like,
I think that's hot.
It's
I
wouldn't, not
I'm
hot.
Sure it is. Girls don't know what they do not know.
I assure you.
Turn the lights on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never let John see that. He'll be like, "What's happening down there?"
No, we won't. He'll be like,
"What is going on with that?"
I've seen you 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Sir. Yeah, but not squeezed into that thing. Oh.
Anyway, so your skims have a fly. There you go.
Yep, they do. Yep. Luckily, it does actually. It is. Don't. I see the two of you looking at each other, laughing.
We're just enjoying this moment. You're going to do something for fashion.
Yeah, and post it. I can't wait.
I'm not going to post it. I will. If Kim Kardashian spends, and her company, Skims, spends money on this station, I will.
Boy, you really.
I will be a model for
don't
her.
Don't believe they're going to buy it.
Because they're not.
Wow.
Here's the trouble with stuff now. Every damn thing I get on, there's ads all over it. I mean, and it's like that's where you're getting bombarded with this stuff. So only high quality advertisers are like, yeah, I'm going to do radio because radio works. We can vouch for it. We've been doing radio for a long time. Helped a lot of businesses. And look at some of the businesses that have stayed with us all this time. Like,
no,
they know it works.
No, I agree. Absolutely. And that whole, no, our marketing plan is simply to email people until they want to die.
Right. And
until they change their email address because they can't believe.
Because it's so polluted.
That is not a marketing plan, people.
Yeah.
You might think so, but.
Well, we're going to hire only people who have at least 100,000 followers, and we're going to let them market.
Mm.
That's how we'll do it. It's funny, later today, I do have a story. It's a couple of country artists, two women. I want to say one of them is Sarah Evans. But anyway, they're talking.
Oh, Sarah Evans.
Oh, well, you're a country guy, right. So you would know. You're probably familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought you would like it, and I thought it was an interesting thing because they're talking about what it's like to try and make it in this modern world. Because what we're talking about, where people, all the advertising happens online and on Instagram and everything else, they're basically saying, if you don't have 1 million followers,
there isn't a record company that will look at you. There might be an indie. There might be some small town thing. It's like, if you move to Nashville and you have 150,000 followers, you are not getting any help. No one wants you. You could be the most talented person. But if the world doesn't already know about you because of all the things that you've done on social media, forget it. And they were talking about, you know, how annoying the streets. She's like, there's no free. Basically, music is free now. Music is free. In that they don't get any money for it.
Well, that,
the only way is to sell yourself on stage.
Yeah, that I believe. I don't know about what they're saying there. Like,
they make no money off streaming.
No. I understand. I mean, the way they're saying you have to have a million followers, I don't know necessarily. I mean, I think there's still record companies who might hear an artist and be like,
we can make that happen.
We have to have that. Mm. I would bet, and just to not to, you know, poop on them, but do you think Morgan Wallen, with all his faux pas, had 2 million followers? Because I don't, but he still made it.
I think he had a hit before the major faux pas were happening. I think.
Oh, I do too. But what I mean is, he wasn't someone who had 2 million followers on Instagram and then went to the record label.
Oh, I have no idea. Right.
Yeah, I don't think.
I actually don't know. I'm just telling you what the girls are saying.
But I think it's, yes, you hear all the different stories. I hear, you know, longtime artists saying, whatever this is, it's not the music business anymore.
Mm. Like, it's the self-promotion influencing,
like,
business.
Your girl from Heart was like, I don't know what happened to the music business, but it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, she's someone who was there.
Anne was talking about it?
At a time when you got some money to go to a studio and make a record, and the company promoted it, and it sold however many, and you saw money by it.
Right.
So for them, they're like,
what is going on? Well, it's a whole new world. It's such a weird thing. Like, everyone is having to find new ways to make a living. It's a very weird thing.
For example, as Bryn has talked about it a couple times, I've thought, this Benson Boone, is Benson Boone the guy that does all the TikToks where he's doing flips and all this? Like, there's an example of someone with, you know, who has youthful enthusiasm and can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do some flips and I also have songs, and hopefully it all works, and it seems to be, but
but he's got a hook, you know?
Yikes.
Like, you might not like my songs, but watch me do this one thing.
Right. And he's doing it all himself, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, at this point, maybe he's got help. Who
maybe
knows?
He has a team for that. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is good to have. I will say this. If you ever do get to that point where you're a Benson Boone, it's great to have a team. Like, a team helps you, because you're also busy doing your music and living your life. And then if you've got a team that's like,
well, they have
an idea, let's plug
TikTok,
you in here.
On TikTok, they'll have something called moderators, and they're fans that are like huge fans of you, uber fans, and they will flag comments, kick people off, and block people. It's a trip.
Oh, as in,
so they moderate the chat for you when you go live and stuff like that. So you kind of just set up your camera and you go live, and
pay that person?
No, whatever.
No, they're just happy to be there.
Oh.
They're just happy to be a part of your team.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, right? If you were just a super fan and he found you on his fan club page.
Yeah, now he's following you. You have Benson Boone following you.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
When you started music, Bryn, we all know, or for the most part, know Sarah's story, but you are someone who studied, learned, can sing, can play. Was your plan, I'm going to be a musician?
I had that initial plan when I was young. And then when I got...
What was the dream? Was the dream to be in a boy band?
It probably was to be in a boy band, because that's what I was listening
to. Girl, you know it's
true.
Did you write songs?
No, I was producing music. So I was working for a record label. And I was producing some hardcore hip-hop, R&B, hardcore hip-hop.
In college?
Some kids from Hunters Point that were rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to any of them make it in the biz at the end?
They either died or went to jail.
Oh, Jesus. Wow, that's a terrible ending to the story.
They were real hardcore gangster rappers, and they were talking about murder, and it scared me. Because it was like, oh man, these guys actually do that stuff.
Mm.
You know, it was like,
and music.
Like, I'll paint your closet red or something like that. It was like one of the lines. I was like, damn, dude. And this dude, like, I would be hanging out with these, they're all Samoan dudes. So they were gnarly. But their raps were great. And the Samoan kids can sing too. So not only were they hardcore rappers, they had like 3-4 part harmonies when they would sing.
Now, how do you tell a murderer? I don't like what you did. I'm your producer, so we're going to do...
Just change it. And they just trusted me. Because they, at the time, that was when digital audio wasn't really a thing as much. So they had no idea how to get their song on a track. So I would record them, mix it down, and do that stuff.
And cut it up and
do all that stuff. They, you know, I wouldn't say, you know,
they put themselves in
and
your
they
hands.
Actually were more like self-critical. They would be like, ah, let's do that again. But they were really talented. I don't know where they are now.
Well, jail and dead.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, I mean, a few
That's so terribly depressing.
Gang life is gnarly.
Yeah. I feel like I can't wrap my head around what some people go through. Imagine that. You just want to be a musician. You just want to do this stuff. But also in your life, you're dealing with that. Like, it's freaking tragic.
I heard this story one time.
You should be able to just pursue your dreams.
Where a guy was a gangster. Uh-huh. Like a real, like he wasn't posing. He did that for a living. And then he would get to his weekend, and I don't remember, he didn't really specify, like, and then Friday, like, I don't think their hours worked like that. But when he got to his days off, he would get a bunch of drugs, 2 hookers, go get a hotel, and stay there for 2 days. And then he'd go back to ganging, or whatever you call it.
I can't believe that doesn't count as ganging. It feels like such a...
It doesn't feel like... But that
just
was
feels the, like that's the life.
And then he'd leave that and go back
out
to...
Ganging.
Ganging. Just like ganging. Stealing whatever the thing was. Whatever.
Yeah. Ganging.
Being tough.
Yeah.
Well, looking threatening.
Trust me, he was tough and threightening.
I'm sure. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Minnehouse's morning show. Never really know how we get anywhere.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.